There's almost no place in the world you can go where you can't get a Coke. In fact, we'll talk more about Coca-Cola's global reach tomorrow. But for now, just about everyone knows Coke's iconic red label. Well, in one South American country, that label's turning green. The new drink's being marketed as Coca-Cola Life. It's sweetened with sugar and low-cal stevia. Stevia is a plant native to South America, and it's considered a natural sweetener. So where can you take a swig from a green Coca-Cola can? That's what we're asking for today's GeoQuiz. Here's another hint. This South American country is already famous for one green drink called mate. We'll have the answer for you in about a minute. I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Okay, we wanted to know where Coke is rolling out its signature bottle with a green label. So, where can you buy green Coke?
Right here in Argentina.
That's Veronica Smenk with BBC Mundo in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And Argentina is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. So, Veronica, how's the new Coke faring in Argentina?
Well, it's a very new thing, so I've only asked people around me, and you know, what is definitely happening is that everyone has noticed this new green Coke. It's really bizarre. You go to any store, and you suddenly see, you know, the typical, there's the red can, there's the silver can, there's the black can, and then suddenly this green can. It's really, really bizarre.
And the whole can is green?
The ones that really stand out are the cans, because they're completely green, and as someone pointed out to me, this label and the cans, they have absolutely no red, you know, the traditional color associated with Coke. So this is completely just green and white.
What about that signature kind of, that very identifiable writing of Coca-Cola in the cursive?
That is still there, and they just added the word life underneath.
Okay, Veronica, I know you have some green Coke with you. Can you open it and take a sip?
Okay, here we go. Opening the bottle. So we got the traditional foam. Here we go. Let's see.
So you could be doing an ad.
Well, it is. Yes, a traditional. It does taste. You do identify the taste of the traditional Coke, but the main thing that's different with this one is it's extremely sweet. They use this plant called stevia, and this is the reason why it's green. This is what they're trying to point out. It replaces the artificial sweeteners.
Veronica, why do you think Argentina is being chosen to introduce this new kind of Coke?
The reason why Coke chose Argentina is actually because Argentina has one of the largest consumptions of soft drinks in the world. Actually, there's a company, a market research company called Euromonitor International. In April, they came out with a new study for 2012 saying that consumption of soft drinks in Argentina, this is off-trade consumption, so it's the ones sold in supermarkets and stores. Argentina has the highest consumption, 131 liters per person per year. That's even higher than the US, where there's 112 liters. But of course, if one adds to that all the consumption in restaurants, then obviously the United States would still be the biggest market. But Argentina does have a very, very big love of soft drinks. And in particular, a quarter of the soft drinks drunk here are low calorie. A lot of my friends who have tried it did mention the fact that, you know, the Coke, the bottle here, doesn't tell you how many, you know, less calories it has compared to regular Coke. The other thing that a lot of people mention is that this Coke can only be had extremely cold. If you have it, you know, at a not so cold temperature, it just, the aftertaste, it just leaves a strange aftertaste.
Is the green Coke, does it have a sort of direct competition in Argentina besides regular Coke?
No, I know of no other drink that contains this plant extract stevia. And this is what makes it distinct.
When you walk around Buenos Aires, is there a big heavy marketing campaign that's accompanying this?
Absolutely. I mean, it's unavoidable. I don't think anybody in Argentina cannot know that there is a new Coke, a green Coke called Coke Life. And actually, most people I know have tried it. I think Coke also chose Argentina because we're far away from everybody else. So if it were a complete failure, then probably nobody would know about it. It's complete speculation on my part.
The BBC's Veronica Smink in Buenos Aires. Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you.